Hi, this is a dictation for Angelina Lawson, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-A, L-A-W-S-O-N, Data Services, 131-2023, date of birth is 9-14-2007, date of accident, 12-20-2022. Angela Lawson is a victim of an automobile accident. She was traveling as a rear passenger on the right side, behind the front seat, restrained, and they were hit on a driver's side T-bone. The father was a driver. After the accident, there was a gun shooting from both ends, leading to patient crawling down and hiding under the seat. This caused her headaches along with dizziness, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, as well as pain in the left knee and left ankle. Today is a second visit for her, or third visit, and she reports that she is almost like 20% improved and better. She's undergoing physical therapy and home exercises. She's able to walk less than one block, and occasionally there is a loss of balance, and no headaches are reported. She's able to continue the school, and she can focus pretty all right. Pain level is only 3 to 4. ADLs are not gravely affected, except in the area of walking ability and work, which is 8. Mood and relationship with other people are affected, 5. Patient reports not major relief in the symptoms yet. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych ongoing dizziness, vertigo without any headaches. Vision disturbance is reported. Blackouts are reported. She reports difficulty sleeping and loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and some anxiety. She denies any loss of memory, depression, panic, nightmares. She denies any confusion, disorientation, and she's able to handle the school pretty good. No loss of equilibrium reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a mild pain in the left knee, around 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, and slight difficulty walking, especially climbing the stairs. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling is reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. In last 30 days, patient reported there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, hospitalization, weight loss. And current pain medications are none, substance abuse none, compliance is still none. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is 1-6-2023, dictation number 0113-017. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue the physical therapy for the left knee two times per week. She is okay to join the school without any gym or climbing the stairs. She can use elevators to go up. Other than that, patient is sent for a neuropsych referral and a psychiatric referral. And Mobic is provided, Flexible is provided, and SSX is provided. She will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.